Danielson now rushing to the ring. Can he get there in time before the refs count out? And he does. And now Roosh on the attack of Danielson, stomping away at Danielson here in the corner, not allowing Danielson to get back to his feet here. A chop to the chest of Danielson sends him reeling into the other side. Roosh, Irish whip, chop to Danielson, excuse me. Now the Irish whip sends him into the corner, runs through, clothesline on Danielson, sends him again into the turnbuckles, and a splash in the corner on Danielson, and a drop kick to the back of Brian Danielson. And now Roosh has the opening and the upper hand. Now Danielson down and out here early on in the matchup. He's going to have to find a way to outmaneuver and out-wrestle Roosh. But Roosh now targeting Danielson. Danielson's shoulder. Kick to the shoulder of Danielson. Another one. A chop to the chest of Danielson. Danielson, though, trying to fire himself up. Trying to amp himself up. But now Roosh continuing to pressure Danielson into that corner. And targeting the arm of Danielson. And now Danielson is in trouble. MJF has to be loving every second of this matchup so far. And now Roosh picking up Danielson. And now Roosh talking some smack to Danielson. Chop to the chest of Danielson. Danielson reeling, walking on his feet still. Circles around the ring. And now chop to the chest of Roosh. Roosh fires back with some of his own. Danielson staggering, delivers a chop. And now one from Roosh. And now both men firing here. It's a question of who wants it most in the matchup. And now Danielson with some headbutts to Roosh. And now look at this. Danielson with high boot to the head of Roosh. Comes off the ropes as Danielson standing switch from Roosh. And a release German suplex on the head of Danielson and a running knee to the head of Brian Danielson. And Danielson is in trouble. Roosh now circles around the ring and now sends Danielson face first into that guardrail at ringside. Again, now Roosh full speed ahead sends Danielson into the other side of the arena into that guardrail. And now he's going to use that chair as a weapon, sends Danielson face first and slamming the head of Danielson against that steel chair. Now Roosh runs back into the ring to even the count. And he'll crawl back to the outside floor. Roosh now has Danielson in his sights. Danielson down on his hands and knees. Here comes Roosh, runs through a drop kick to the head of Danielson. Now Danielson is in trouble. He might just be busted open here, ladies and gentlemen. This is not looking good for Danielson, who has been capitalizing so far and been able to beat every person that MJF has thrown his way. And now, oh, Danielson cut open, busted open. Now targeting the head, targeting the wound of Danielson. Danielson is cut open badly. And this may cause some blinding in the eyes of Danielson. That blood can give you a crimson mask, not allow you to be able to see. You won't be able to know where your opponent is. And that makes things difficult in a physical matchup such as this. And now a headbutt from Roosh. Roosh delivering some headbutts to Danielson. Gonna grab Danielson and send him running full steam into the guardrail here. Now Roosh picking up Danielson. And now I'm going to toss him hard. Oh my God. What a. Got thrown there hard into that steel. And now knees from Roosh. Roosh delivering some knees. And comes into a hard forearm on Danielson. And Danielson may be down and out, ladies and gentlemen. Roosh picking up Danielson. Grabs him by the head. Continuing to talk his trash. Talk the big game. And now a chop to the chest of Danielson and sends Danielson back into the ring. And now Danielson has to find his way back to his feet here. Roosh's attention is off right now as he is just gloating, taking his time. And now that might not do so well for Roosh. But now Danielson showing some signs of life. Shots to the back of the head of Roosh. And now Danielson on the apron here. chop to the chest of Roosh. Roosh fires back with a solid chop of his own. And again, both men firing back. Oh, look at this. Some open hand palm strikes from Roosh. Danielson coming back, swinging for the fences on Roosh. Oh, look at this. Delivering some blows to the head. Danielson runs full speed. Oh! Overhead belly-to-belly suplex sends Danielson to the floor. And now Roosh again has the advantage. And it's been most of Roosh so far in this matchup. And now El Toro Loco snickering, knowing he has this match in the bag. And Danielson has to find some type of way to get back into this match, turn things around, and even the odds. And now Roosh, headbutt to Danielson. Another headbutt. Look at this again. Right on the shoulder, too, as he came down hard to the floor. And from another angle, you can see where he landed. And that was not a good landing for Danielson. And now Roosh, trying to get back, getting called to get back into the ring. And now Danielson bleeding tremendously here. He knows that he's cut open, and that cut may have done all the damage that El Toro Loco needed. And now this, it might be over for Danielson. I don't know how much more Danielson can take. How much more does he have left in the tank? Now Roosh back to the floor, grabs Danielson, sends him into that steel chair in the corner. And now Roosh just energizing himself with some water. And now he's going to continue the attack, continue the assault. Oh, forearm on Danielson. Danielson trying to get away from Roosh. Roosh still has Danielson down and now trying to grab a steel chair. But Aubrey Edwards takes it away, trying to prevent anything more disastrous in this matchup. And now Danielson finally being able to see after being covered in his own blood, and now Roosh stomping away at Danielson. Again, stomping at the head of Danielson. Danielson continuing, trying to get himself some composure here. Now Danielson might just be able to get back into this matchup here. Now chop to the chest of Danielson in the corner. Roosh runs through from the other side. Full steam ahead. Stops himself. And then now the hard kick to the head of Danielson. Rolls through. And now the Los Ingadores Jijapan pose. Just insulting Danielson, making a mockery of Danielson in this match. And I don't think Danielson is having any of it here. And I bet MJF has to be enjoying all of this so far from Roosh and just how talented he is and what he's been showing in this matchup. And now Roosh kicked in the midsection, has Danielson staggered hard here. And now Danielson looking for the lapel lock. Can he get it locked in? Can he get the full composure of this submission? It looks like he's got it, going after the arm of Roosh. Roosh crawling desperately to get to that bottom rope. Can he get to that bottom rope and break the hold? And now Roosh crawling and gets to the bottom rope, and Danielson has to let go. Danielson back to his feet here. Turns his attention to the ropes. Runs through looking for a torpe. But Roosh goes to the other side near the post. Danielson running through it. And a torpe suicida through the ropes on Roosh. Roosh is down momentarily. Gets picked up and sent into the guardrail headfirst from Danielson. Gets put down in a steel chair. Danielson from the timekeeper's area runs through full pace, and the drop kick to the head of Roosh. And now Danielson finally finally being able to close in on Roosh and throws him back into the ring. The fans rallying behind Danielson. Danielson to the top turnbuckle. High risk move. Can he get all of it? Roosh up to his feet from the heavens, from the top. Look at this, a drop kick into the heart of Roosh. Unbelievable. Just took to the skies and Danielson came down full force. Now the referee Albie Edwards beginning the count. Both men have to the count of 10 to get back to their feet here. What a match. I can't believe what we're seeing here. And a kick to the chest of Roosh from Danielson. Another kick. Lighting up the chest of Roosh. Fires in with another kick. Some solid yes kicks. Gonna go for the head kick. It's caught by Roosh. Stop. Danielson cuts him off. And now Roosh with a chop to Danielson. Another chop from Danielson here. Both men delivering some hard shots here. And now Roosh comes in. Danielson with a kick to the leg, back of the leg. A kick to the midsection of Roosh. Roosh, kick to the upper chest of Roosh. Backing him in the corner. Roosh turns it around. Puts Danielson in the corner. Lining him up with some hard chops. And those chops echoed around the arena for sure. Now Danielson with some kicks and chops to Roosh in the corner. Danielson gets put in the corner again. Roosh slaps the taste out of Danielson's mouth. Drops him to his feet. And now stomping away at Danielson. Now just flooring him with some with stomps. And now Danielson exploding out of the corner. Runs through. And a drop kick into Roosh. Again from the other side. Runs through and a kick to the head of Roosh. Danielson runs through again, but gets caught with a forearm by Roosh. And now, no, not a package pile driver from Roosh. Oh, maybe a pile driver, and a pile driver stacked him on the back of his head. One, two, and a kick out from Danielson. I cannot believe Danielson kicked out of that. He landed hard on the top of his head. And Danielson was somehow, some way kicked out of that pile driver. This is something I've never seen, unlike anything from before from Bryan Danielson. And he has some fighting spirit for sure. And now Roosh on the attack of Danielson, delivering forearm strikes, runs through from the corner from the other side. Here he goes. The bull rush gets caught with the high knee. The buzz cycle knee connected. One, two, and a two count. And oh man, that was super close. Very, very close. And it looked like a 1.99 away from Danielson winning that match. Now Danielson back to his feet. Roosh back to his feet. Both men face to face here. Roosh with a forearm. Danielson comes in with a hard forearm. And a shot from Roosh. Both men with even composure in this matchup. Delivering some hard and intense steel-like strikes. And now Roosh gets caught with a headbutt. Roosh with a headbutt of his own. Danielson. Oh, Danielson's still alive. Not going down. And now, oh, look at this. Both men delivering headbutts to each other. It's just a headbutt flurry here. And somebody is going down. Somebody has to go down here. Roosh gets a slap to the head. Oh, my God. What a shot from Roosh, and Danielson is down. Danielson back to his feet though, gets caught with another slap. And now Danielson runs through, off the ropes, and a release German suplex to Danielson. Roosh runs through. Danielson gets the boot up in the corner. runs through and does butt cycle knee connects again. Is this it? 1, 2, 3. And Danielson takes the victory. What an unbelievable matchup we saw here, ladies and gentlemen. And MJF has to be incensed. Pissed at Danielson won.